Innocent systolic murmurs. Innocent systolic murmurs are due to increased flow across the normal aortic or pulmonic valve. These murmurs occur in the absence of any structural or physiologic abnormalities in the cardiovascular system. In adults, they are usually heard in the second right intercostal space or sometimes in the second left intercostal space. Listen to an innocent systolic murmur. I will start with three normal beats and then add the murmur. By definition, an innocent systolic murmur is one that occurs in an otherwise normal cardiovascular examination. These murmurs can be heard in up to 50% of normal individuals and are, by far, the most common murmur you will hear in a general medical population. On occasion, it can be challenging to distinguish an innocent systolic murmur from that of aortic stenosis. One way to separate these two murmurs is by the character of the sound. Innocent systolic murmurs peak early in systole and are usually grade 1 or 2, while aortic stenosis peaks late in systole and is more harsh. Listen to the early peaking of an innocent systolic murmur. Since both innocent systolic murmurs and aortic stenosis have similar means of production, it is not only the shape of the sound that allows one to distinguish them, but also the associated clinical findings. Aortic stenosis is often associated with a delayed carotid upstroke, while an innocent systolic murmur has a normal carotid pulse. Listen to the early peaking of an innocent systolic murmur and compare that with the late peaking of aortic stenosis. I will begin with three normal beats before each murmur. To recap, innocent systolic murmurs are due to increased flow across the normal aortic or pulmonic valve and are heard in the second right intercostal space or sometimes in the second left intercostal space. They occur in up to 50% of normal individuals and are the most common murmur heard in a general medical population. Listen once again to an innocent systolic murmur. A quick way to differentiate the source of an apical systolic murmur is a hand grip maneuver. Innocent systolic murmurs do not change with a hand grip maneuver, but the murmur of mitral regurgitation will increase with this simple maneuver. And now, back to the innocent systolic murmur. Innocent systolic murmurs are due to increased flow across the normal aortic or pulmonic valve. These murmurs occur in the absence of any structural or physiologic abnormalities in the cardiovascular system. In adults, they are usually heard in the second right intercostal space or sometimes in the second left intercostal space. Listen to an innocent systolic murmur. I will start with 3 normal beats and then add the murmur. By definition, an innocent systolic murmur is one that occurs in an otherwise normal cardiovascular examination. These murmurs can be heard in up to 50% of normal individuals and are, by far, the most common murmur you will hear in a general medical population. On occasion, it can be challenging to distinguish an innocent systolic murmur from that of aortic stenosis. One way to separate these two murmurs is by the character of the sound. Innocent systolic murmurs peak early in systole and are usually grade 1 or 2, while aortic stenosis peaks late in systole and is more harsh. Listen to the early peaking of an innocent systolic murmur. Since both innocent systolic murmurs and aortic stenosis have similar means of production, it is not only the shape of the sound that allows one to distinguish them, but also the associated clinical findings. Aortic stenosis is often associated with a delayed carotid upstroke, while an innocent systolic murmur has a normal carotid pulse. Listen to the early peaking of an innocent systolic murmur and compare that with the late peaking of aortic stenosis. I will begin with 3 normal beats before each murmur. In summary, innocent systolic murmurs are due to increased flow across the normal aortic or pulmonic valve and are heard in the second right intercostal space or sometimes in the second left intercostal space. They occur in up to 50% of normal individuals and are the most common murmur heard in a general medical population. Listen once again to an innocent systolic murmur.